Alright, we're here with Fathom from Fort Lauderdale, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Alrighty. I will just basically do the interview that I did with you months ago, but it will be audio. And things might have changed, so we'll get it started. Alright. How did the band get started?
Okay, well, we got started back in, the project got started here in Fort Lauderdale, but back in Bolivia, we had already started playing with Mariela. We had a band together. I've been in several bands before, but then we got Mariela to sing in the band, and then shortly after, she came to the U.S., I followed her, and then we started this new project, Fathom, here in Fort Lauderdale. This was back in 2008, I believe. 2008, we started recording. Then it wasn't until 2009, the end of 2009, that we were able to play our first live show. It was hard to find the musicians. Eventually, we were able to find them, and we started playing since then, since November of 2009.
Okay. Second, because it's still a little loud, so. Alright, next question. What kind of music do you guys play, like the style?
We would call it probably blackened heavy metal. We love the heavy metal genre. We try to bring in different types of music into our into the metal that we play, but more geared towards black metal. But we're not traditionally black metal. We do have a lot of heavy metal influences in there, like traditional heavy metal. There's some death metal, thrash metal, doom, whatever, you know, that whatever mood we're in when we're composing, we like to put that into our music. But if you want to coin the genre, it would be black and heavy metal.
All right. And how has the fan response been?
Well, we have had a great response to our music from fans of both horror and metal. Yesterday, we had a great show over in Miami with a bunch of other great bands from across Florida. There was the Hackish from Northport, there was Hellfrost from Naples, the Glorious Death from West Palm Beach, and then Sinister Division from Miami, and then us, of course. And it was a great turnout, it was a great show, and the fan response has been great. We're very happy that people are enjoying the theatrics on stage and the themes showcased in our music. And they do like the diversity. They appreciate the diversity of our sound. It just sets the mood in every chapter, and people seem to get it, which is great. We had a great response to the material that we have released so far.
All right, now the band Hackish, they're from Fort Lauderdale as well, is that correct?
They're from Northport, okay. Which is around, I think around the Tampa area. It's west, west Florida, northwest Florida.
I thought they were in South Florida. Let's get the Andrew. He's in that band. Is that correct?
Yeah, Andrew. That's right.
Yeah, he's my new reviewer for Black and Horde Zine, actually.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. So, you're there, Andrew. Awesome.
So yeah, he just did a review for Druid Lord of Tampa, Florida.
That's awesome. They're a really great band. We like them a lot. They're really good people.
Yeah, the first time we played with them was in Alabama not too long ago in the Metal Fest over there, and that's how we met them, and they're great people.
Awesome. All right. Now, where did you get the band name from?
Fathom, I like to read a lot, so when we were trying to find a name for the band, it was really hard. We were kind of juggling different names, and it would work for a couple of days, and then we would realize how dumb it sounded after a while. But just reading through a book one day, I see the word fathom, and I think, yeah, that sounds kind of cool, and it means to understand. And we decided to go, initially we had the regular spelling of the F-A-T-H-O-M, but there was a few other bands that had the same spelling, so we wanted to make it different, and we did the old school spelling of it, the old English spelling, F-A-E-T-H-O-M, just to kind of step away from all the other fathoms, and it's great because it's what a one word, and we just really like how it sounds and what it means.
And it looks great too aesthetically, so yeah, we love the way it looks.
Yeah, I do too. Actually, I have another band on the station with a similar name. They're Fathom instead of Fathom.
Oh yeah, yeah. We saw them. Yeah,
we saw them.
It's like, whoa, wait, that's close. So you gotta be careful when I go to play, and then I don't play the wrong band.
Yeah, I think it's without the O, right?
No, it's F-A-E-T-H-O-N.
And oh, with the N.
Yeah. Are they from Italy, I think? I'm not sure.
You know what?
Are those the guys from Italy? I believe they're...
I can look that up.
Yeah, they have the N as a Nancy instead of the M as a Mary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw them.
Let's see. They are from... Greece, actually.
Greece.
Okay.
Okay.
And I really love the Greece scene. I don't know if you guys.
Oh yeah, yeah. We love it too.
One of our favorite bands is Rotting Christ.
Awesome. I get a lot of Greece bands that I've interviewed lately and play on the station, so I really like it.
There's great music.
Greek metal is amazing.
Definitely. All right. Our next question. Well, since I have the two of you here, go ahead and introduce the band members and what everyone in the band does.
Okay, well, I'm Mariela. I'm the lead singer, and I play the keyboard. And David here is the lead guitarist. And we have our bassist. His name is Federico, and he's from Argentina. Me and David, we're both from Bolivia. And our bassist, Federico, is from Argentina. Then we have our drummer, Hermes. He's from Colombia. And we recently added a new guitarist, our Fabian, and he's from Chile.
Awesome. So, you got a world national band there.
Yes.
Yeah, very international.
Representing.
That's awesome. All right, who writes the music and the lyrics?
Well, that's Mariela, who writes the lyrics. She's the master behind all those horror lyrics. We both write the music. Sometimes she comes up with the basic original idea, and then I add to it, or vice versa. I come out with it, and then she adds to it. So we write the music together, and she handles the lyrics.
Awesome. Where do you get your lyric ideas from?
Well, I'm a big fan of horror, and I love to write horror stories. And so I actually wrote a horror story that we turned into our album that we released back in November of 2011. It's based on one of my stories, and we actually took each chapter and turned it into a song. So it's really cool that I can mix those two things that I love, the horror genre, you know, I just love the movies and the literature, and mix it in with the music. So it's just awesome that we can do that.
All right, and what are your views on the occultism?
Well, the stories of our albums bring up a lot of themes of Satanism, occultism, the dark arts, and anything that scares people. The basic idea is that we're trying to tell a story in the form of a metal album, and we chose Satan or demons as the villains in our tales because that's just Satan is one of the most famous, infamous villains of our time. So as a writer of horror, it's hard not to put that into our music. But that's just something that we've always been more geared towards, is the, you know, all the dark things, and it prevails in our music all the dark side of the world of life.
Yeah, and we are fascinated with the occult and the all the things macabre and all those elements just fit perfectly with the music and it comes straight from our hearts. So we are all about that.
Definitely, especially in that type of style of music.
Yeah.
All right. How many albums have you guys released?
Well, first we released an EP titled Lullaby for Heathen Spawn. It had 5 songs, and it was like a preview of the album that would come out later. That was back in 2010, and then in 2011, November 2011, we were finally able to release our first full-length album, which was the concept album titled In the Name of the Father, the Son, and the Unholy.
And we're starting to work on our next album, so hopefully we're going to be busy for the next couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely can't wait to hear your newer stuff, so.
Thank you.
We love your music.
Thanks, Abara. Thanks for supporting us.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome.
Oh, definitely. All right, tell us about some of the songs on the latest CD.
Well, they're all chapters. We actually just released a video of one of the songs. It's like the second song called The Letter. And The Letter, to explain a little bit the background of the stories, we have characters in there. There are 6 main characters. There's the Mother Superior, Beatriz Cruz. We have Victor, the Hermit. We have Ophelia, the Innocent Nun. There's the witch, her name is Eterna, and there's the demon in Ramael, and the Silent Nuns, which are the evil Mother Superior's minions. So the video that we released, if you watch it, you're going to see most of the characters are there, and the letter is basically the Mother Superior sending a letter to Victor the Hermit and asking him to come help at the convent because he used to be a carpenter, and that's where the whole story begins, because he goes to this convent and everything's kind of, you know, it's not really as good as it looks on the outside. The Mother Superior's kind of crazy. And so, I mean, that's how the story starts to unfold.
Right. And I have actually have your video on my website's homepage, but I am going to re-edit again so it'll be up at the top.
Thank you.
All you listeners, you can go to blackandhorned.com, and just the main page will have their video. You can just click play and watch it on there.
Thank you.
It's a crazy video.
Yeah.
I love it.
We did that ourselves, so yeah, it took us a long time.
Yeah.
Right now we're working with the help of some people that do have a lot of experience. We're working on our next video, which is going to be for Thou Shalt Follow, which is when the Mother Superior tells Victor the rules of the convent and stay away from the silent nuns. So that one's going to be pretty cool too, and we're really excited to work with some really talented artists and video makers for that next video. Is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's just for a while, that was like the only song I had to play for you guys.
First one I sent you, right?
Yeah, sure. So it's like, all right, you guys need to send me some more music.
Yeah.
Now I finally have some more.
We need to send you the album.
Yeah, or maybe when we meet, we can give you the album.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a different experience because you'll have all the lyrics, and we have a lot of cool pictures in there. So.
And it's 16 tracks, so there's a lot of interludes, and the mood has to be set. There's a lot of ambience in between the songs. So, yeah, it's a long album. You have to sit down, listen to it, eating popcorn and reading
kinda
the lyrics.
Kind of like the King Diamond album.
Yeah.
Which we're big fans of King Diamond.
Yeah, well, definitely on those long drives to shows, pop you in the CD player and listen to it.
Yeah.
All right, and the letter is now on the front page again, so everyone can listen to
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, next question. Do you guys have any side projects?
No, none of us have any musical side projects as of now. We all try to dedicate ourselves fully to Fathom because it's hard enough with one band. So that's what we like to do.
Yeah, that's crazy. Sometimes people have like 10 bands or so. It's like, how do you keep up with that?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's tough enough with one band.
It really is.
Exactly. All right, who are some of your musical influences besides King Diamond?
I was about to, it was right at the tip of my tongue. No, but then of course there's Merciful Fate. We love Ancient, Witchery, Rotting Christ, Dry Head, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Psy, Unleashed, Candlemas, Hell, just some of the, to name a few.
Yeah, that's to name a few. I mean, we do have influences all the way from old school, traditional heavy metal, to even before then, like your Dry Hip and Deep Purple, which are not even considered yet heavy metal, but they were the forefathers of heavy metal, along with Black Sabbath, of course. And we do have a lot of influences from old school black metal and death metal as well, and even old school doom. I think the blend of all those genres, which are all old school, makes up what we are now.
All right. Any current bands?
I personally really like this Ghost. They came out Ghost. Let's see.
There's also this band from Germany that we've been listening to a lot.
They're fairly not so new, but it's like their album, the 2011 album. It's called Necros Christos.
Necros Christos, yeah.
They're really awesome. But yeah, Ghost, that's a cool band that came out just recently.
Awesome. All right. What is the band like live?
Live, we try to use a lot of props. Sometimes it can be hard because you don't have enough time to set them up, or you have very little time in between bands on the shows, but we do like to use candles and horror memorabilia and props.
We have a satanic baby.
Yes.
That it turns around and his eyes they blink red and he cries like the demon.
Yeah, and he's part of the story. He's the one that's born from one of the silent nuns and
Ophelia.
Yeah. He ends up eating his own mother at birth. So that's the baby that goes with us to all the shows. And,
If we don't take him, he'll probably eat us.
Right? You'll wake up with, no fingers.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, have you guys ever played out of the country?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. We would love to go play Europe or a tour of South America, anywhere. We did we went out to Alabama, as we mentioned before. That was an adventure. We even did a little documentary that's on YouTube as well, Adam Goes to Alabama, because it was just so cool.
Yeah, it was just very different to go there. The environment is so awesome because there's just so many churches and it kind of that contrast with the music that we do, it just felt really, really cool. It was like a Southern church.
It was a Bible
welcoming us when we arrived there. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's weird how it seems like all the U.S. bands want to go overseas and all the overseas want to come here.
Yeah.
But see, I don't know, to me it seems like they have a lot more turnout at their shows and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we would love to go to Europe and South America. Eventually we'll probably get there, hopefully.
Put it in your wish list.
Yeah.
All right, how big of a crowd shows up at your shows?
It varies. Sometimes we play for a really big crowd, like over 100 people. Sometimes you end up playing to, depending on the time slot too, you might end up playing to 10, 20 people or less.
Yeah, it varies a lot.
Yeah, so, but the thing is to always give it your all. Even if there's one person standing there in front of you, that person could become a diehard fan, and you just have to perform with everything, and like you're playing to 1,000 people. So, but, we've been lucky to have been in festivals where there's been well over maybe 250 people, and it's been a great experience.
Yeah, you know, I actually say the same thing about my radio shows. It's like if even one person is listening or downloading it, then that's one person.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel that.
Absolutely.
No, yeah, you have to make it worthwhile for those fans and for those people that are always supporting metal. So even if it's just one person, that person has to have a great experience.
That person paid their ticket. They came in. They're there. So you have to perform.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, and what is your opinion on the U.S. black metal and death metal scene?
The scene could be a little stronger in the U.S. We need to realize that we are all in this together, and we need to get out there and support the bands so that the bands can feel better and all of us can enjoy metal at its fullest. And do support metal guys. I mean, you do come out to the shows, to the bigger shows. You also need to come out more often to the local shows, because that's how the bands get started. There's a lot of great local bands, and you need to come out and support so that the local scenes become stronger, and that will also make the U.S. Black metal and death metal scene bigger and stronger as a whole.
Oh, exactly. I seem to have more fun at the local shows and big acts.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. There's a lot of great local talent. We just need the exposure and to our audience to grow and the help for them to spread our music. So.
And the problem that I've also noticed around my area is that there'll be like 3 or 4 different shows that same night. So it's like all the fans are split up.
Yeah, it's true. It happens a lot. I mean, we've organized a few shows, and we try to always kind of look out and see if there's any, especially if there's like a big show coming in, see if it might take away the audience. But it's sometimes you'll book a show, and then suddenly a few weeks later, this big show pops up, and there's nothing you can do. Exactly. But it does happen that there's like 4 or 5 shows going on at the same time, and it's kind of unavoidable sometimes.
Yeah, and in their local shows, I mean, there should be, you know, some kind of an agreement, and people should get together to, if they want to do a show on the same date, and, you know, put it together at least, or I don't know, but sometimes, yeah, competing against each other in the same local scene is
good. Like last night, you guys played, and then down in Tampa, my friends from Evolution played, and I went up to Gainesville to see Burning Fair Verona, so it's like, there's 3 shows right there.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys think of the overseas scenes?
I mean, definitely the scene is stronger there in Europe. That's why they have those amazing metal festivals. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like just drooling because of the bands that I see on there. It's just incredible. When the... there's the 70,000 tons of metal cruise that comes out of the port of Miami, and also the Barge to Hell in December. So at the 70,000 tons of metal, we did like, there was a pre-party which we played at. So we met a lot of European people, and they would just talk incredible things about the fest over there in Europe. And it's just something that hopefully there'll be more of that here in the U.S. But definitely the scene is booming over there.
Yeah, but they really know what they're doing, because like we were saying before, instead of having 3 little local shows scattered in a very small area, they have one big festival with all those great bands in it, and it lasts for 3 days. So that's a great way of putting things together, and hopefully promoters will start doing that more often. This way we'll get our scene together, and everybody will be supporting all the bands playing here.
Alright. Now this next question you kind of already answered, so I'm just going to go to the next one.
Okay.
Actually, you kind of answered that one too. But we'll go ahead and get that one answered anyway. When do you guys plan on writing new material?
Well, we're currently writing material hopefully by next year, maybe around the winter. We will release the second album. And the first album, it was all us, me and David, the whole recording experience. But hopefully for the next album, we'll get more input from our current bandmates, and it's going to be a different sound. And we're actually going to have a few songs in there, maybe one or two that are fully in Spanish. And we'll put in some Quechua, that's the native tongue of our country. And maybe Aymara, so it's going to be very interesting because we're the themes will be Bolivian inspired, so there's going to be a lot of music from our country in there.
Yeah, we're currently writing a little bit, but we're going to start focusing a lot more by the end of the year, and then hopefully release that album next year.
Yeah, and apart from performing, our favorite thing is to compose music and record.
Oh, definitely. All right, and what does the future hold for the band?
Like we said before, we're hoping to go out on tour a lot more often, hopefully outside of the U.S. as well.
Well, we definitely want to do a tour next year of at least the southern states, at least something, go from here maybe to California. That would be really awesome. It's something we're trying to plan out. Maybe go off with some other band from Florida, and definitely play more shows as usual. Just keep working on playing shows and working on the album, working on the new, we're going to work on two videos, Lullaby for Eden's Spawn video and the Thou Shall Follow video, so that's something to look forward to.
All right. Is there anything you want to say to all those fans listening?
Visit our sites. We have a website, it's fathomweb.com, and Fathom is spelled FAETHOM, like Mary. Visit us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/fathom. We're on MySpace, Reverb Nation. Our albums, we sell them on our website, fathomweb.com or CD Baby. And of course, go check out the video of the letter on YouTube. And just keep supporting metal, guys and gals. It's really important to keep the scene strong. We're united. We're a family. So the most important thing is to get out there and keep supporting the scene.
Yeah, keep supporting the scene. Come out to the local shows. It's a lot of fun, and you're not going to regret it.
Yes, and we do have all your web links on the bottom of the page on the interview, which this one will be added to, so people can either listen to the audio or read the written one.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Altera.
Thank you for all the support.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's what I do. I've been supporting metal for years, so.
I hope we get to meet you.
Yeah, I mean, we have that show in Tampa.
Yes, I'm going to it.
Yeah,
we're going up to Tampa to the Brass Month. So all you Central Florida metalhead, come out October 6th to the Brass Month. It's going to be an awesome show for Halloween.
Yes, and I have heard that everyone is supposed to dress up. So
everybody
get in character.
Yes, absolutely. We have to celebrate October month.
And actually, I believe I have the flyer on my website. Let me double check. I get past all the ones from last night.
Okay, let's go. I want to thank JB Brock for setting up the show and inviting us to play over there.
Wildman Entertainment, they're always putting on shows and promoting, so we're very fortunate to be working with them, taking us over there to Tampa.
I mean, that's where we saw one of our favorite bands, Rod in Christ, so we're excited to be on that same stage now.
Yes, the flyer is on my site, so if you go to blackandhorror.com/flyers, you can see a lot of upcoming shows locally or overseas. And
I also wanted to mention that we do have two shows coming up here in South Florida. There's one at Mugshots in Margate this Saturday. It's Rock for the Cure, and it's for the benefit of cancer and leukemia. And also on October 27th, we'll be playing at Mickey's Bar in Pompano Beach. It's a Halloween bash as well. So please, if you're in South Florida, go out and come to the show. It's going to be fun.
I actually have the flyer for the Rock the Curve on my site as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, cool.
I'll try to send out the flyer for the one at Mickey's Bar on the 27th of October.
Yeah, definitely. Any flyers that you guys do get, you can email them to me, and I will upload them to my sites.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Not a problem. All right, so that was Fathom. You can listen to this interview again on Friday night during Black and Horror Radio. So stay tuned.